Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, I love a good feel-good story like this one. This Georgia college student faces deportation along with her entire family after running a red light because they've been in America illegally for many years. All of them have now been yeeted the way that Zoomers say. They have zero regard for the law. Her mother doesn't even speak English and neither does the owner of the vehicle. She doesn't even have a license. They've been in America for 15 years, but never bothered to learn to speak English. Moving on, instead of trying to change boys, what if Soy Sandy tried to understand them? WW3 is more likely to happen before that point. They would rather medicate them for being hyperactive instead of letting them run around and tire themselves out. Males are more physically active than females at a young age. That just means they need more recess and physical playtime than girls do. Instead, Soy Sandy believes it's better to treat them like defective girls. Number three, always maintain frame, guys. If a woman asks you to wear a nice shirt because you're going to meet her sister and her wife, troll her by getting a shirt like this one. Remember to always assert dominance or she's going to lose respect for you, even if it's politically incorrect. Maybe also suggest you meet at your local Chinese restaurant. Then this shirt has a double meaning. You can even find this shirt for sale online if you search for the slogan. Perfect for this year's Pride Parade. Up next, a man burned the Quran in Manchester and he's been charged. The UK now has blasphemy laws the same as Pakistan. It's called Sharia. Looks like the police officers hauling him away are also from Pakistan. Western Europe is gone unless the soy boys bulk up and start to fight against this. Yeah, not gonna happen unless they use drones and robots. I bet you anything that if he'd actually burned a Bible, no one would have batted an eyelash. Number five, choose wisely. You're either first in line to fight a gorilla or last in line to smash Bonnie Blue. One path leads to death and the other path leads to AIDS. I say just turn around and walk away. But if I had to choose, I'd choose the gorilla because at least it would be a glorious death. And I would die the slow death of a simp if I got HIV. But what if I grab Bonnie Blue and throw her at the gorilla? What would happen? Moving on, this Canton woman is accused of slamming an 11-year-old girl's head against a park slide over and over again, and told the kid's mother she hopes their daughter dies. Maybe somebody needs to do the same to her. Judging by how close her lips are to her nose, I'm guessing that somebody already did. When I look at her, I'm getting the washer with a hose behind the trailer park vibes. This is the first time in a while I've seen a Caucasian act like a sub-Saharan. Number seven, here are a bunch of Ethiopians taking turns destroying tourist photos because they refuse to move away from the King's Guard. But the tourists need to show some respect because soon this country will belong to Ethiopia. The way things are going, the next king after King Charles will be the last one. The West is either playing 4D chess or has gone completely insane. Keir Starmer will defend the Ukraine border but not the border of Great Britain. Sounds about right. Up next, Katie here took over 100 lumbers in the adult business before seeing the light and becoming a celibate to cleanse her body. This is the 21st century equivalent of Ferris Bueller taking miles off that Ferrari by putting it into reverse. At least on the bright side, she's not pretending to be a born-again virgin. Translation, I've been run through, and no man worth anything wants me. So I put my picture and story in the Daily Mail, because maybe someone will be interested in me again. All she's done is shame herself further. Number 9, Rick Ross says he would never ride in a Tesla because he fears that a self-driving vehicle would take him to the authorities against his will. Well, if he didn't do anything wrong, then what does he have to worry about? Of course he's right, and this would be a dystopian nightmare. It'd be like that scene from Minority Report where Tom Cruise tries to get out of his pod, but he can't, because it's been programmed to take him to the station. Moving on, a woman asks a man to meet her in the women's section, and it looks like he thought that meant the cleaning section instead of the beauty aisle. We could argue that both sections are women's sections, so in a sense that dog ain't lying. The real issue here is why does his girlfriend wear a pentagram around her neck? Is she a goth Shiba Inu chick, or is she into Wicca and witchcraft? That's the potential red flag I see here. Number 11, Ye has not seen his son in all of 2025. and yet he's still being forced to pay $200,000 a month in child support. Regardless of if you love him or hate him, doesn't he have the right to see his own children? Especially if he's paying the largest amount of child support ever paid in the history of the United States. Bro here is getting smashed in real time with no lube or condom. The courts argue that he's mentally ill and a danger to his children. Up next, Katie here says that sex doesn't impress her, and she wants someone to teach her how to make $30,000 in 2 days. Grandpa Joe says, well, it's gonna involve sex. That certainly is true. But maybe she should consider a career in politics because she could make much, much more. Except, of course, you have to keep it a secret. Another way for women to make $30,000 a day is to marry a multimillionaire or billionaire, and then divorce them for cash and prizes. The most common way these days women get rich, though, is through OF. Number 13, this woman is shaming cheap men, saying that she hates being at a dinner table and the man calculates everything. If he doesn't have the money, then he should just stay home. It's called being financially responsible. And she hates men, smart men, that watch their spending habits. She just wants to mooch off of people, and she's preemptively shaming guys so she can order the most expensive item on the menu, and then complain when he wants each of them to pay for their own part of the meal. Moving on, one guy subscribed to multiple women's OF accounts, and then send nudes to their fathers. What an amazing idea. If I ever become a billionaire, I'll hire 100 people to go through OF and send nudes to the parents and friends of every single woman on the platform. Within days, the platform will probably get shut down. It's really sad, though, that he was able to find only 2 girls with fathers. The only thing many women understand is shaming language these days. Number 15, here's the difference between the type of cologne that women like and the type that they don't. It's the same brand, but what really matters is who's wearing it. Also, this woman looks like a 5 or a 6, and the guy in the bottom left looks like an 8. So she's way out of her league here. If she was a man herself, she'd probably end up looking like the incel on the right. The moral of the story is that if you're unattractive, $130 cologne and all the confidence in the world will not save you. Up next, here's a list of the most popular baby boy names in the UK in 2023. But what I want to know is why Muslims don't choose more varied names. You don't see every white person naming their kid Jesus. If I was a Muslim and I could choose my own name, it would be something like Abdul, Kareem, Idris, or Giannis. When I saw that Barry was on the list of names, this is what I thought about. I didn't realize that Barry was such a popular name among Muslims. Number 17, girls' voices are needed to tackle misogyny in the manosphere, but they're being ignored. Well, how do you explain Pearl Davis becoming the biggest YouTuber in the manosphere 4 or 5 years ago now? And what about Karen Strawn? Of course, those women weren't ignored, and they were accepted, and they were the champions of men. What women want is women's voices in the manosphere to tear it down. The bottom line is women do not belong in male spaces. Moving on, looks like Trump has been so gung-ho on tariffs that Rome elected an American pope. So the pope is made in the USA. It's a 200 IQ move because now J.D. Vance won't have to pay him a visit like he did the last one, because he's one of their guys. Just be careful what you wish for, Catholics, because this could be the Vatican after electing an American pope. But you just know the fights in the Waffle House are going to be legit. Number 19, this woman is a size 20 and says that countries need to make it easier for plus-size tourists. Or she could always put the fork down and pick up a salad. Maybe get on the treadmill or something. If she wants to make travel easier for herself, then maybe she should just go in a cargo plane. She needs to ask for bulk rates too. Also, we need to send the country she's going to a message so they know to stock up on donuts so they don't risk running out of for their own people. Up next, according to statistics, you're a lot less violent the higher your IQ is. What does that mean for certain minority groups? But there are downsides to being intelligent. You're more paranoid, anxious, critical, get depressed a lot easier, isolated, and cynical. It's not always what it's cracked up to be when you see too much reality. Less intelligent people also have a really hard time understanding the term per capita for some reason. Number 21, this woman used to be a corn star, and she's getting sick and tired of getting the same reaction when she tells men about her past. What kind of reaction would that be? Do they want to throw up in their mouth because of her multiple triple-digit body counts? She's also got that 1,000 wiener stare going on. She can't fix her body count. She's destined to be with a simp that she'll probably hate and divorce for cash and prizes. Moving on, the world donated $1.4 trillion to Africa. And all that happened was warlords used that money to purchase luxury vehicles. Most of it are stolen vehicles shipped over from the United States and Canada. Why does this keep on happening? In another part of the world, East Asia, we also invested trillions of dollars, and the outcome was that they outdid the West and became even more advanced. Africa doesn't look like a high-trust horizon place. Number 23, here's the reason why police body cams need to be on all the time. This cop thought her body cam was off and accidentally recorded herself stealing 10 grand from a residence. The black activist demanded that the police wear body cams. And it wouldn't be surprised me if they try and change the regulations so that only white male police officers have to wear the body cams to begin with, that are on all the time, and black female cops won't have to wear them at all. Maybe they need to erect a new statue in Times Square to this officer. Up next, women want a good man until they learn that he's disciplined and he has boundaries, among other things. Suddenly, when he has all those qualities, she's going to call him toxic and manipulative. Seems to me that women enjoy finding great men and then proceeding to tear them down. They want a free-thinking man and then break his spirit so he becomes more like a willing slave that thinks he's still free. Women marry men hoping they can change them, while men marry women hoping they never change. Number 25, here's the before and after for the nurse from Blink 182, from the album in 1999. I feel old just looking at her. But this is a little bit of clickbait for the thumbnail because her name is Janine Lindbalder, and this is what she actually looks like. She's now in her early 50s and still looks decent for her age. There's so much engagement farming out there on X, where I found this, you never know what's true or false anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal subscribe links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.